ICE ring Flock surveillance claims in January 2026. Social media users warned that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, could use a new partnership between Ring and the law enforcement technology company Flock to access Ring doorbell camera footage and conduct mass surveillance during an immigration crackdown in Minnesota that resulted in the fatal shootings of Renee Good and Alex Pretty. These claims stemmed from the October 2025 announcement that Ring's Neighbors app community requests feature, allowing local public safety agencies to request voluntary video submissions for investigations, would integrate with Flock's evidence management systems. However, as of late January 2026, the integration had not yet gone live. Both Ring and Flock deny that ICE has direct access to Ring footage. Ring spokesperson emphasized that the company has no partnership with ICE, shares no video feeds or back-end access with the agency, and restricts its community request system to local public safety agencies. Users can ignore any request for footage, and law enforcement cannot see who declines. Ring only provides law enforcement with customer videos in response to valid warrants or, rarely, on an emergency basis when there is imminent risk of death or serious injury. Non-subscribing Ring users' footage is not stored or accessible at all. Flock has also stated it has no contract with ICE and does not grant federal agencies access to customer data without explicit local permission. However, its policies allow local police departments, which own the data, to share it with federal agencies at their discretion. Reports in 2025 showed ICE obtained Flock data indirectly, either through local agencies conducting searches for ICE or by granting ICE access to accounts, including data from some departments that did not consent to immigration-related use. In response to public backlash, some communities halted or restricted Flock use, and the company implemented keyword-based restrictions to prevent prohibited searches in certain jurisdictions. Ring's history includes a 2024 Federal Trade Commission settlement over mishandled customer data and unauthorized employee access to private videos, raising ongoing privacy concerns. Snopes has not rated the ICE surveillance claim because, while current statements and policies indicate ICE cannot directly access Ring video through the Flock integration, there is no absolute guarantee that such access could never occur in the future.